Кащу.
Тектроник, троник, 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 троник.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. New source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. Today's hottest kiss with Power. Lusaka.
The Takeover, Howard Lusaka.
Today's hottest hits with Power.
Power FM.
Where magic is born.
Powering up Lusaka City.
Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and played.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
8 political parties adopt disability inclusion plans. ECZ dismisses claims on constituency allocation in Southern Province. In international news, United States imposes sanctions on Rwanda military over fighting in DR Congo. In sports, Nkana Football Club have placed head coach and assistant on administrative leave.
And now, the Power FM News.
2% of lunchtime news. My name is Viola Chuma. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has dismissed social media reports claiming that Southern Province has already been allocated 30 out of the 70 proposed new constituencies. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says no province has been assigned any of the new constituencies, stating that the delimitation process is still at a consultative stage. Ms. Zalumis said the exercise is not politically driven, but is a constitutional requirement, and urged members of the public to rely on the Commission's official communication for accurate information as the country prepares for the August 13 general elections. She was speaking when she opened the Southern Province delimitation sittings to receive submissions from various districts. And Ms. Zalumis added the Commission and will only, rather, determine the allocation of constituencies after analysing population data, geographic considerations, trends, history, diversity and cohesiveness.
The process is going on. The process is continuing. And the Commission has decided to allocate this constituency. So we have to hear from this. The Commission has noted with natural thing the circulation of misinformation, alleging that 30 of the proposed new constituencies, I know you would love that number to have 30, have already been allocated to Southern Province. This is in the public domain. Now, we don't know where this is coming from, because there is no such a thing. Let me say it is clear. No allocations have so far been made.
Joining us on Power FM Lunchtime News is governance expert Mr. Guest Nirenda, Executive Director at Operation Young Vote. Mr. Nirenda, thank you for joining us on the Lunchtime News. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me this opportunity and asking me.
Sir, Zambia is currently undertaking delimitation process, the delimitation process to increase the number of constituencies by 70 seats as mandated by the Constituency Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025. We want to know, what is the significance of this process?
Well, the process of delimitation is extremely very important. It's actually an inevitable process that should be done, because the Constitution espouses so that Zambia should have 226 constituencies. Currently it's 156. So we need to have a delimitation process to add to the 156, 70 to make it 226. But also it's important because then the citizens must be aware of what is happening with regards to the delimitation process. While the Constitution mandates the ECZ to carry out this process belongs to the people, and the people must actually be the one that owns the process and the outcome of this process.
Mr. Nyerenda, you've spoken about the significance of this process. Now, how inclusive has this process been?
Just come again.
We want to find out how inclusive this process has been, sir.
Well, first and foremost, the process has been quite transparent. The ECZ has gone to the district to conduct this program. A process where members of the public have been engaged, to say that the publicity and awareness for people to come and participate in these processes has actually had a gap. It was lagging behind. That's how a number of key stakeholders and civil society may not have participated fully, because they have no information on when this process is going to be and where, especially the where part is actually very sticky, because the information is given out there that this process is going to be done, but where is actually the issue that has really not been properly communicated. And I'll give an example of Lusaka. Also, this is meeting at the government complex. Initially, the communication was that people thought it was at Mulungusi. People checked to Mulungusi, didn't find anyone, and a few of the people that knew that it was at government complex were able to get to the government complex. So, if you looked at civil society organizations that were part of that engagement, they were very few. It's not that they didn't want to come or they didn't want to participate, but because they had no information, you know, that the process was happening at the government complex. Or even political parties, if you look at the number of people that were in that auditorium, the theater hall, I mean, the Lusaka was quite worrying that that hall was not filled. So yes, the process has been transparent, but some of the information is becoming very late, and people do not know what to do. However, I want to indicate that if we have tried to be as transparent as possible.
Mr. Nyerenda, of course, there has been a lot of talk going on, and there are some claims that, you know, Southern Province, the stronghold for the ruling party, has been allocated more seats. Now, the claims, the electoral, of course, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has refuted. Now, you as a governance expert, what is your take on distribution of these seats?
Well, one of the fears of this kind of process anywhere where it is done is the fear of the process, or the risk of gerrymandering, which is called gerrymandering, where you want to favor a political party, whether it's the ruling party or an opposition political party. You give them a lot of seats to disadvantage other similar strongholds. Now, the initial guidance, if you remember, setting the committee on amendments of the Constitution, in their report, they did